This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass wedding vendors and venues, welcome back. You know, we don't fuck around here. Word of mouth is cute and all, but if that's your only plan to rake in the dough, honey, you're leaving serious cash on the table today. We're dissecting wedding photography client acquisition beyond word of mouth. And trust me, this shit's about to get real. Get ready to transform your business into a goddamn booking machine.
You heard her. We're diving deep into five strategies that'll have you drowning in clients.
Okay, first up, blogging. I know some of you think it's ancient history newsflash. It's not dead. It's just evolved.
Think about it. Social media is like a sugar rush, but blogs are the slow burn that keeps those clients coming back for more. They rank on Google and last forever, unlike your drunk aunt's rant on Facebook that disappears by morning.
And while you're at it, stop being a tech-obsessed robot and tell a damn story no one gives a flying fuck about your post-op. Couples want to feel that shit, so make your blog about their journey. Use names, shout out venues, and for the love of God, use keywords. Jake and Sarah's Rainy Barn Bash at Venue Name. That's how you write a blog title that doesn't suck.
Think of keywords as breadcrumbs leading those Google bots straight to your website. And don't forget those juicy vendor tags. Spread that love, baby.
Next up, Pinterest. I swear, if one more person tells me it's just for recipes, I'm going to lose my shit. Pinterest is a gold mine, people. It's a visual search engine where brides go to plan their dream wedding. Use that shit.
Pinterest is like your website's sugar daddy. It keeps the traffic flowing and those pins just don't quit. But here's the deal. Pretty pictures aren't enough keywords. Our queen, romantic outdoor wedding shots, your city wedding videographer. That's how you get found.
And listen up, consistency is key pin. Like your life depends on it. Aim for 10 to 15 pins a week, vertical images only, and use Tailwind to automate that shit. You're welcome.
Now let's talk about styled shoots. This is where you get to unleash your inner creative beast and snag those high-end clients who are ready to drop some serious cash.
Styled shoots are like a movie set for your photography or videography. You control everything, the vibe, the aesthetic, the whole damn shebang. This is your chance to showcase what you're really made of and attract clients who are on the same wavelength. Think big, dream bigger, and don't be afraid to go all out.
But here's where ethics come in. Don't be shady. Make it crystal clear. These are styled shoots, not real weddings. Label that shit everywhere and be transparent as fuck.
And while we're at it, let's talk about vendor partnerships. These are the backbone of your business. Venues, planners, florists, they're your ticket to a steady stream of gigs.
Think of it like a power couple. You scratch their back, they scratch yours, get on those preferred vendor lists and watch your business explode. But don't be a lazy ass waiting for referrals to magically appear. You gotta nurture those relationships.
It's not rocket science. Mm-hmm. Deliver those kick-ass photos on time. Shout them out on social media, tag them like it's your job. And hey, if you really want to sweeten the deal, throw in a referral commission, a little incentive. Never hurt nobody.
Now let's get to the good stuff. Epoch Moments $1 engagement session. Strategy sounds insane, right? But this is marketing genius at its finest.
It's like the gateway drug to booking the whole damn wedding. You're giving couples a taste of your brilliance for a measly dollar. Who the hell can resist that?
It takes away the risk for the couple. They get to experience your style, your personality, and see if you're the right fit without breaking the bank. And for you, it's extended FaceTime to build that trust and rapport. Plus, you get some killer content, even if they don't book the wedding. It's a win-win, baby.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We've got a whole lot more to unpack, so stay tuned, you beautiful bastards.
All right, let's talk referrals. I know some of you think it's old school, but let me tell you, this shit is still the holy grail of client acquisition.
It's like having your own personal hive squad. Spreading the gospel of your awesomeness. And let's be real, people trust their friends more than some random ad on Instagram. If your past clients are raving about you, that's pure gold, baby.
But here's the deal. Referrals don't just fall into your lap. You got to make it easy for people to shout your name from the rooftops.
First things first, your website. Make that shit a referral machine. Have a dedicated page that screams, "Tell your friends about this badass motherfucker." Make it clear, concise, and easy to use. Don't make them jump through hoops or fill out a million forms.
And while you're at it, sweeten the deal. Everyone loves a little bonus. So throw in a discount for those who send referrals your way, a gift certificate to their favorite bar, a heartfelt thank you note. Hell, even a free roll of toilet paper would work.
And don't be shy about asking for those referrals directly when you deliver those killer photos. Casually drop a line like, hey, if you know anyone else who's about to tie the knot, I'd be honored if you spread the love.
It's all about planting that seed and making it clear that you're open for business now. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, online reviews these bad boys can make or break your business in the digital age.
It's like the modern day version of word of mouth marketing. People are obsessed with reviews. They read them before they buy a toothbrush, for God's sakes. So make sure you're racking up those glowing reviews like your life depends on it.
Make it stupid easy for people to leave reviews. Send them a follow-up email with direct links to your Google My Business page, your Facebook page. Yelp the whole nine yards, and don't be afraid to gently nudge them in the right direction.
Little reminder, never hurt nobody.
Yeah.
You can say something like, we'd love to hear about your experience. Your feedback helps us grow and reach more awesome couples.
Now let's talk about the dark side and negative reviews. No matter how amazing you are, you're bound to get one. Eventually. It's just the nature of the beast. But here's the key. Don't freak the fuck out.
Take a deep breath. Respond professionally. And try to resolve the issue offline. The worst thing you can do is get defensive or ignore it altogether. Remember, potential clients are watching how you handle this shit.
No.
They want to see that you're a professional who gives a damn.
All right, let's talk about some pro tips for getting those reviews to shine brighter than a disco ball. First up, personalize those requests. Don't just send out a generic, please leave us a review message.
Take a minute to remember something specific about the couple or their wedding and mention it in your request. It shows you actually give a shit and that you value their experience.
Next up, highlight the benefits of leaving a review. People are more likely to do something if they know it's going to help someone else.
Exactly. Remind them that their review can help other couples find their dream wedding photographer. You can say something like, your review will help other couples who are searching for a photographer who captures their love story authentically. It makes them feel like a goddamn superhero.
And finally, don't be afraid to offer a little something extra for those who take the time to write a review, a discount on prints, a free gift with their next purchase, a shout out on social media, whatever floats their boat.
It's a small gesture that can go a long way now. Before we move on to the next mind-blowing strategy, let's take a quick detour and talk about email marketing.
I know it sounds about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me, this shit is still a powerhouse when it comes to building relationships, nurturing leads, and turning those subscribers into paying clients.
Email marketing is like having a direct line to your target audience. It's a way to stay top of mind and keep those lovebirds coming back for more. But before you start spamming everyone, you know, with random bullshit, let's talk about how to do it right.
First things first, build that email list, baby. And no, I don't mean buying some shady list from some sketchy website. We're talking about organic list building. We want people who actually give a shit about what you have to offer, people who are practically begging to receive your emails.
So how do you get those precious email addresses? Well, there are a few tried and true methods. One of the easiest is to have an opt-in form on your website that's so damn enticing they can't resist.
Make it prominent. Offer something valuable in exchange for their email address, a free guide, a checklist, and maybe even a virtual high five.
And don't forget about social media. That attention-grabbing whore, promote your email list on your Instagram stories, your Facebook posts, your Twitter feed, everywhere. Run contests and giveaways where people have to sign up for your email list to enter.
And for those of you who actually interact with humans in real life, don't forget about those face-to-face opportunities.
When you're at networking events or wedding shows, have a sign-up sheet handy or use a QR code that people can scan to join your list.
Yeah.
Make it easy for them, damn it.
All right, so you've built a killer email list. Now it's time to craft those emails that'll make them drool.
And no, I don't mean sending out boring newsletters that nobody reads. We're talking about emails that are engaging, informative, and entertaining emails that provide value to your subscribers and make them actually want to open that shit.
So what kind of content should you be sending? Well, the possibilities are endless. You can share behind-the-scenes glimpses of your work, offer photography tips and advice, showcase recent weddings and styled shoots, promote special offers and discounts, even just send out personal updates and stories.
The key is to be authentic, relatable, and consistent. Don't be afraid to inject your personality into your emails. Let your subscribers get to know the real you, warts and all.
And for the love of all that is holy, send those emails on a regular basis, whether it's weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly. Consistency is key to keeping your audience engaged.
Now let's get technical for a minute. If you want your emails to actually reach those inboxes, you gotta play by the rules. You're talking about spam filters, email deliverability, and all that jazz.
First things first, use a reputable email marketing service. There are tons of options out there, like MailChimp, ConvertKit, an ActiveCampaign. Choose one that fits your needs and budget.
Next up segment, your list. This means dividing your subscribers into different groups based on their interests, demographics, or behavior.
That way you can send more targeted emails that are relevant to each individual subscriber, which increases your chances of getting those emails opened and clicked.
And last but not least, track your results. Most email marketing services provide detailed analytics that show you how your emails are performing. Pay attention to open rates, click-through rates, and unsubscribes. This data will help you refine your strategy and send even better emails in the future.
So we've covered a shit ton of information about email marketing, but let's recap the key takeaways.
First, build an organic email list by offering something valuable in exchange for those precious email addresses. Second, craft engaging and informative emails that actually provide value to your subscribers. Don't bore them to death.
Third, be consistent with your email frequency. Don't ghost them, damn it. Fourth, use a reputable email marketing service and segment your list. And fifth, track your results like a hawk and adjust your strategy accordingly.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final thought. Don't be afraid to experiment. The world of marketing is like a goddamn roller coaster. It's constantly changing, twisting and turning. What worked yesterday might be a total flop today. So be willing to try new shit, test different strategies, and find what works best for you and your business.
That's right. You gotta stay curious, adaptable, and always be learning. Don't be a dinosaur. Be a chameleon.
All right, badass wedding vendors and venues. That's a wrap on another deep dive. We hope you're feeling fired up and ready to take your client acquisition game to a whole new level.
Remember, word of mouth is great, but it ain't enough. You gotta be proactive, you gotta hustle, and you gotta use all the tools in your arsenal to snag those clients and make that money, honey.
We've given you a roadmap to success, from blogging and Pinterest to style shoots, vendor partnerships, and that mind-blowing $1 engagement session strategy. Now go out there and make it rain bookings.
And don't forget to share your wins with us on social media. We want to see you crush it.
Until next time, stay badass and keep it real, motherfuckers.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.